grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at the cover of our bulletin. And in there, you know, on the bulletins, you usually see a nice picture of Jesus, flowers, or something. But look, on our bulletin there, you know, in the Bible, in my Bible at home, it says of this section, a war in heaven. What? How can there be a war in heaven? Heaven is the home of God's elect. And how can there be a war in heaven? Well, it doesn't mean the heaven up yonder. It means that when God created the world, that he made everything perfect. You know, if I used to be a teacher, and in my class, I taught biology. And biology says that we evolved. You know, we started off, people in general, started off not in the image of God, but in the image of man. And then we fell. We fell into sin, and it was such a catastrophe that God himself had to leave heaven and come down to earth to redeem us. And our enemy was a dragon. The dragon, the devil himself, is our enemy. And when we read about this, it makes everything hard for us. For example, we're sinners, but it doesn't seem that way because we become so used to sin that it doesn't seem strange anymore. And so God, in his mercy, God himself came down from heaven in the form of a child. He entered through the birth canal of Mary, his mother. Jesus had 46 chromosomes like we have, but 23 came from Mary and 23 from the Holy Spirit. And he came and was born, and we got into trouble. Sin came, and according to the Bible, we have Michael, who was a person, people like you and I. He was like us, except he stood up for God. And then when he had the choice to do either the bad or the good, he struggled and did what was good. And so he became known as the Archangel, which is an angel with authority, with power. And so he came into the world to seek and to save the lost. And do you know the Here is God becoming man. Here is the divine coming to help us. And the struggle is I know all of that stuff. I don't have to go. And so we are daily in conflict with evil, and it comes to us in all manner of ways. And I'm going to go back a little bit now and tell you that there are really dragons. There are dragons that live in an isolated island so they can be cared for. They're an oddity. But here is the devil. And the Bible likens him to a serpent. You know, snakes. Everyone's a little bit afraid of a snake. My grandmother lived on a farm. And she had a crick. Their backyard. And maybe we'd go out there, "Oh, there's a snake! There's a snake!" And no one would do. Well, they think a snake is good for us to kill. Pick up a rock and kill that varmint. But here comes Jesus, who is our conqueror. And he did the job. The Bible says someone has to live a good life. Jesus says, "I need, I'll do it." And so everything that we have to do, Christ did for us. But we've heard that so often that we know what I'm going to say next. We know it. And so what we do is mentally click, turn off the radio. But there is more than that. Jesus, God, had to come into this world not to take a vacation, but to redeem us. Why? You know the story. We sinned and we're lost. And when we die, go to hell. But God says, "I got to do something about this. I got to send Jesus into the world." And Jesus is God. So he's coming in himself to do what we couldn't do. And who is he fighting? The dragon. The dragon. And I told you about dragons, and they are real. And what gives them the power is that we don't think they're real. We don't think that the devil is out to get us. We don't think that. We think that's some old talk from the old days. And the devil says, "Great, keep on believing. Because when you don't recognize him for what he is, he's more than we can manage ourselves. And we need Jesus." Now, you all know Jesus. And that's one of the problems. We know him, and when the preacher says Jesus, we think, "Oh, turn that part, turn the radio off." But no, Jesus came into the world as we know. He came into the world to fight the devil. And because Jesus came into the world to fight, and he did. And he fought the devil. Now again, when I wrote the sermon, I didn't have a bulletin. But the devil, do you see the devil in the picture? Where is he? That's the way he is in life. You look for him and you can't see him. And when we can't see him, we believe, well, there's no such thing as the devil. And God said, that's the problem. We don't understand the mess we're in. Sin has so surrounded us that it seems normal. It's not normal. It's that we have made it normal by abiding with it. But there's a good end to the story. We have people like Michael. People who fight for what they believe. People who recognize that salvation and everything else comes to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you couldn't believe that, and I couldn't believe it, except that the God sent the Holy Spirit to give us that faith that we need. And yet that's not good enough for some people. They reject the Spirit. And did you know there's an unforgivable sin? And that's not believing. And now how can we believe if we don't know? And how can we know unless someone tells us? And if people like, here's Michael doing bad. And God has sent them. And I don't know what the angels do. But whatever they do, they help God to, in order that we might be what God would have us be. And it's easy to get there. Faith. It's so easy that many people don't believe it will work. They believe there's something I gotta do. No, there's not. Faith heals. Faith redeems. And faith gives us the strength in our struggles against the old evil foe. So we ask God to pour out his mercy upon us, and when it's needed, to give us angels to watch over us, to help us, protect us, and keep us. Now, I'm going to end the sermon now. I got a problem. And in 1 minute, my teeth are going to jump out of my mouth. I glued them in this morning. I put all kinds of glue in there. Paste it. Where did it go? Well, I don't know. But I think I'm going to make it through the sermon without them jumping out of my mouth. takes care of the little things like that, but he takes care of the big things like sin. And we all know that. We all know how Christ has redeemed us and won us. But we've heard that so much that when the preacher starts saying that kind of stuff, we go, oh no, time for me to go to the bathroom and way to go. And he'll come back. But we have Christ and the angels that he has sent to watch over us. And they are truly undercover because we don't realize that. You think you're doing it all yourself. We have angel help. Keep a strong hold in that belief. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith.